Happy Thursday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. So glad you're here. We have this past Sunday night's live call-in show where we talk a lot of recent Disney news. We talk about the 4th of July holiday and how it is so strange not being at Walt Disney World this year. We talk about the Splash Mountain re-theme. We also discuss the rumors and light rumors at this point of Hamilton getting put into some attractions, how that could go with Hamilton coming out this past weekend on Disney Plus. We also have Ashley calling in from Central Florida. She talks about her flight into Orlando International Airport, what it's like around the airport, and so much more. Lots of great Disney talk for your Thursday here on the show. Don't forget, you can support the show three ways. Book your next trip with the Magic for Less Travel, free services, and their Platinum Earmark. They're the best of the best. So drop by themagicforless.com, fill out that free, no obligation quote form. And if you mention the show, it's you and I working together on that next Disney trip. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. You can also please use our Amazon affiliate link, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And also become a patron of the show. Get some extra content. Have a good time with us over there. We even have Mike in the Midwest coming your way today. It's going to be the Sounds of Summer, a nice mini podcast for our patrons. Check it out today over at patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Happy Sunday night, everybody. Welcome to yet another Be Our Guest Podcast community check-in live here on Facebook from the Be Our Guest Podcast studios in beautiful and thundery St. Peter's, Missouri. It is Sunday night, July 5th, 2020, the day after Independence Day here in the United States. And what an Independence Day it was here in the middle of America. This is the first time that we were in our new house. We moved in our new house last July 27th, so this is our first 4th of July as a resident of St. Charles County, where apparently, if they had a gross domestic product of the county, I would guess that firework sales consist of about 32% of the overall gross spending of the citizens of this part of the county. It was an incredible thing. Now, if you went on my Facebook page or my Instagram, actually, last night, you saw that, you know, we're cheap for the 4th of July. We bought some sparklers and, you know, little bitty like snakes and, you know, nothing that was going to hurt the girls. Paige went up and got some stuff on her own. She went out. We didn't even know. She came back with some stuff. But we had like, you know, sparklers and little parachute guys and stuff like that for Mallory and her friends. We invited over my brother and sister-in-law, my wife's parents for a little barbecue yesterday. And my brother-in-law, he's a fun guy. If you ever went on one of the Be Our Guest podcast cruises, Sandy and Andy, they sail with us. I think it was on cruise 3 or 4. He's a really fun guy. He's from Indiana, went to IU, also graduated from Mizzou grad school. That's where he met Pam's sister, my sister-in-law. So they're really, really fun people to hang out with. But he's like a big kid and he's older than me, a couple years older than me. So we tell him about the fireworks stand right outside of our subdivision here. And he lives in St. Louis County, where it's illegal to buy fireworks, illegal to sell fireworks. But they still shoot them off, but they're harder to get where he lives. So he says, oh my gosh, I told him, you got to go up to that tent, man. It is crazy. There's so many explosives under this tent. It's like you're tempting death every time you walk in there. So he's like, I got to go check it out. So he goes across the street, takes Paige, takes Mallory, takes some of the other kids, comes back with the biggest firework they sell. It's a box. Look on my Instagram. Paige is holding it. About 3 feet across, about 18 inches wide, 119 shells, and it fans them out like wishes back in the day at the Magic Kingdom. They go, and there's like a finale and everything. It's got the ones that go up in the sky. It was like a mini wishes in a box. It was crazy. So we had a good 4th of July here. The fireworks around here went nonstop for about 90 minutes. It was incredible. For somebody that's like me, like a big kid, I was living my best dream last night. I'm like, holy cow. I was always scared to shoot off a little bitty bottle rocket that popped up in the sky. And everybody out here shooting off, phantasmic like fireworks the entire time. So it was good. Good 4th of July here. We had some burgers. We had some hot dogs. We had my favorite cheesy potatoes. Shout out to my wife for making those. And good 4th of July. And we're wrapping it up here. What better way than having a live show, call-in show to talk to you guys about everything going on at Walt Disney World right now. Now, if you can believe it, we're sitting here on July 5th, 2020, July 5th, right now, 2020, right on the brink of July 6th. Magic Kingdom opens in 6 days. So does Disney's Animal Kingdom. So we are within a week, hopefully, crossing our fingers, of two of the Walt Disney World theme parks reopening to guests. And that's a big deal because we've had some resorts open. The DVC resorts have been open here for a couple of weeks. We've had Disney Springs open for about a month at this point, a little over a month. So far, so good on those things. I mean, nothing's going to be perfect, but I say so far, so good on those things. But I think the proof is going to be in the pudding as to what it's going to, what the experience will be like once you get into the theme parks. Because social distancing and things that are important to this virus and the stopping of the spread of this virus are much easier at a resort. Social distance is way easier at a resort because you don't have a lot of people competing for some small experience. Disney Springs, kind of the same way. It's a little bit more stepped up, a little harder at the Springs. You got people wanting to go to certain restaurants, certain stores, things like that. But I mean, the proof will be in the pudding when you put people in the Magic Kingdom to see what happens, because let's face it. I mean, I've been posting pictures this week on the Patreon showing, you know, July 3rd, July 4th, July 5th last year, the kind of things we did. And the thing I'm noticing, which I would have never noticed before, is that in every picture, because again, it was the holiday weekend, it, you know, you're basically, you never thought about it. You're shoulder to shoulder with people. I mean, Main Street USA was busy. You know, it was busy not during the fireworks. It was busy in the morning when we walked in to go down Main Street. And I was looking for the mayor, and I was looking for, you know, to watch the dancers that do the Main Street routine, you know, and the antique vehicles and so forth. So it's going to be interesting. Of course, limited capacity. We'll see how that goes. That should help. But again, what if everybody wants to ride Space Mountain? Even if there's only 2,000 people in the park, it'll be funny to see how people decide to spread out. I mean, because I think they're going to want exactly, you know, some people going Adventureland, Fantasyland, Tomorrowland. That'd be ideal. But how do you change behavior so that I go to Tomorrowland, you go to, you know, Wade has to go to Adventureland, Alfred has to go to Fantasyland, we want Marlessa going back and riding Dumbo, you know, whatever. Cheryl's got to go and do Big Thunder right now. Laurie's going to be, you know, over having a corn dog on Main Street. You know, how do they do this dance? Because that's ideal. That is social distancing. But the problem is, and this is why they're not doing parades or fireworks, you don't want everybody doing the same thing at the same time. But it's hard to predict what is going to cause people to do what at what time. So it's going to be a huge experiment. Again, I'm not going to be there. I don't have a hotel reservation. Can't get one, obviously, at this point for 2020. Scott's going to be down there, so I'll be following him, texting with him, talking with him. We'll have some coverage here on the show with that. But it's going to be interesting to watch and just see, because it's something that has never happened at Walt Disney World. And as a fan, and I'm always, always a fan of the parks and the logistics and the engineering and the behavior aspects of a Disney trip, it's going to be kind of neat to see how it unfolds. Just safety first, though. So anything that's on the table tonight, we could talk about it. 407-413-9395. 407-413-9395. Got the phone lines open. And we're going to be here until 9 o'clock Eastern talking Disney and seeing what you guys have been up to over the past week. What news has caught your fancy? Now, one thing I did notice, and I thought this was kind of interesting, no fireworks at the park yesterday, but I did see a lot of fireworks cupcakes. Sprinkles had one that I would have loved to had at Disney Springs. Cupcake, red, white, and blue, you know, sprinkles on top. And oh my gosh, I would take that cupcake right now. All right, let's get to our first call of the night. Alfred's on the line. Alfred, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, how are you, Mike?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Oh, I'm pretty good. I'm hanging in there.
Good deal.
So, yeah. Tonight's an interesting night because we are so close.
Very.
Yes. The problem that's coming into my head is the spikes in Florida with the virus. Is that going to be an issue for Disney?
I don't know. Because, I mean, again, you know, this is one of those things we've been talking about for 2 or 3 months. I say no. And I say, here's what I mean. This is kind of controversial, but people are getting the virus, but I think, you know, 98, 99% of people are either asymptomatic or getting through it. you know, so nobody wants to get it.
Right.
But I mean, you know, at this point, the cat's out of the bag. You're just going to have to do the best you can, I think.
Right. Yeah. But like also, yes, granted, most people are surviving it and getting over it. But it's like, okay, I'm going to Florida. Just say, for instance, I have a reservation now. I have to quarantine for 2 weeks.
I know. That is a huge issue. Like Mallory, one of her friends from Cheer, they went down to Daytona. Now, the mom had to stay home because she didn't have days off of work. But the dad, who's a school teacher, and the kids, Mallory's friend and her siblings, they went to Daytona Beach for like a week. Then they went to Nashville to see the grandparents on the way home. So the mom, they're going to get tested tomorrow, just so they know. You know, it's one of those things that, you know, I think everybody's a little shook about going down there, and I get it. I mean, I just don't know. I mean, you're right. The thing is, I mean, the whole thing is with this is that, you know, with the parks opening, it's going to be mid-July. This thing started happening in March. So anybody that goes, the people that don't have as much of an option are the cast members, but that's a whole nother story, you know, because you got to earn your living and you got to get out there. But anybody who goes into those parks or resorts, they are, and you have to click through it when you make theme park reservations. Now, you are assuming a certain amount of risk. Now, I'm comfortable with that risk. I would do it. That's just me.
Right.
I mean, I've been going out and doing, you know, more stuff and things. And I mean, I don't want to get it.
I don't want to get it,
but I don't think it would. I shouldn't even say that because that's his tempting fate. But I'm just saying, like, I've been careful, but I've also been living life.
Right, right. Well, I won't go now, like I said, but I will go in December.
Yep. Well, and we'll see how
hopefully
it is in December.
By then, things will be different.
Well, plus you guys up in New York, I mean, you guys are doing it right. The Northeast, I mean, you know, that was the place like, oh my gosh, don't go up there. And now it's the place I would feel pretty much safest, it looks like, from your numbers. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like today I went out to lunch with my mom. Everything is so done well that I don't feel uncomfortable.
That's good.
So in the diner, they had every other table. And the tables that you can't sit at are marked. Do not sit here. So it's very well done here.
That's
and,
good.
You know, I'm doing little baby steps.
Yeah.
You know, I won't go to my physical therapy yet. I'm going tomorrow, but I told him I have to be, he's a friend of mine. So I said, you have to see me before you even open.
Yeah.
Because I will not be there with a room full of people.
That makes sense.
And he said, why? He says, all my senior citizens are back. I said, I don't care. It's freaking me out.
That's well, I mean, you got to be comfortable with it. And if you know the guy. Yeah.
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 Yeah. So I told him, I said, you got to meet me earlier. So that's how I'm doing that. You know, I just have to get rid of the pain too.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Like, I know that's the one thing, you know, we've always, I had this thing right before this all started going down. I had like a gallbladder attack and they were like, you know, probably 75%, you got to get your gallbladder out. And I'm like, oh dude, I do not want that. But so then this stuff started happening, you know, like where everybody was going to the ERs and stuff with COVID. I'm like, okay, if I tell you I need to go to the ER, that means I am like thinking I'm three blinks away from death or I'm going to pass out from the pain. So, yeah, it's a, we're living in such a weird time in just 8 bajillion levels right now.
Yeah, totally. So what else did I want to say to you tonight? Or something right there, and of course I lose it.
Well, I mean, I don't know if you're a sports fan. I don't think you are. But what about the NBA? Do you think that's going to happen all the way through?
Yes. Because Disney will make sure it happens.
They need it to. They need it for ESPN.
That's money.
Yes,
that's money. So they know their capacity is going to be down. This is a way to make up some cash flow for that.
What do you think about the blue fence going right down the middle of the Grand Floridian? Would that bother you if you were staying there?
No, because right now, with everything going on, just accept what it is.
Yeah, that's what I say. That's why we're like, I'm telling you, man, if a spaceship landed in Seven Seas Lagoon, I wouldn't anymore. It's just.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, okay, that's just the next thing to happen in 2020. That's how it's going to be.
Yep. last night we had better fireworks than you guys.
I know. You guys did it right. You guys, didn't you do them like all around the city, like Monday through Friday, and then they culminated last night or something?
I'm talking my neighborhood.
Oh, your neighborhood. Okay. I thought I saw stuff on Twitter. Yeah, cool.
It started at like 5 o'clock, and it didn't stop till about 11 o'clock.
Wow.
Yeah, they were just shooting them everywhere.
See, I'm terrible because I'm like an old man. I go to bed like at 10 or 10:30 because I get up at 5:30. Mm-hmm. So last night I was out there shooting them off. And then as soon as I was done shooting them off, I'm like, I'm going to bed. Everybody else needs to stop. And then of course they didn't.
I was outside till 1:30 in the morning.
Oh my gosh. I'm getting ready to get up by then.
Yeah. My neighbors were going, "You're still up?"
Yes.
They were laughing at me because I'm usually in bed at 9 o'clock.
That's me at 10. I never see the weather.
Yeah. Right after the podcast, I'm in bed waiting, relaxing, and that's it. So they laugh at me. They said, "You're such an old man." I'm like, what can I do? I'm 46. I feel tired.
I'm 46, too. I'm telling you, 46 is the age where it kicks in, I guess.
You want to reveal your birthday?
It's near Thanksgiving.
Me too.
I'm not going to give it out because I don't want to get my identity stolen, but it's there. You're in the ballpark. I have too much stuff.
We'll have to email each other.
We will. Yeah. Okay. We will.
Wouldn't it be funny? We have the same birthdays, but I don't think that's the case.
I know, it'd be crazy. It'd be nuts.
Yeah. Yeah. I might even be older than you then.
Maybe. I was born at 3 in the afternoon. I know that.
Yeah. I was born 6 at night.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll have to see.
But I think I'm before you.
Yeah, we'll see.
Indeed. Now, next thing. When are we going to do Splash Mountain? Because that's the only way I'm doing it.
Yeah, we're not doing that for a while, I don't think. I don't even know when I'm going next. I mean, I have two scheduled trips, but they're not till January.
Come in December.
Well, December's kind of rough because, here's the deal. If everybody starts traveling, I can travel again because I can't travel till everybody else does because that's how I make my living. Got to take care of the family first. I can't spend extra money.
True.
Yeah, but we'll see.
True.
So, I'm hoping I already signed up for the Dopey, so I'll go down and stay cheap, run Dopey.
When is that?
Second week of January, second weekend.
See, I'll just be home already.
I know. Well, who knows
what'll
happen.
How can I come back down?
Oh, well, there you go. You have to win the lottery.
Yeah, pretty much. Oh, there was something else. I had talked to Disney, and there's this one important thing that I needed to say. And, of course, I'm not going to remember it.
I'll put it in the chat, and I'll bring it up. We'll talk about
it. Yeah, or I might call back.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
That could happen, too. Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, I'm going to scoot because people are all trying to get in here. And
others are waiting.
All right. I'll talk to you later, Alfred. Good talking to you, buddy.
All right,
glad you're doing better. All right,
same
see
here.
You. All
right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Alrighty, 407-413-9395. Alfred's getting there. Went out to eat with mom this morning, but he's not going to physical therapy. His physical therapist must hurt him. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm going with. I always make backstories. Woohoo! I hate that sound. Let's get this out of here and let's take this call. Hey, who's joining us?
Hey, Mike. It's Ashley in Orlando. How are you?
Hey, what's going on, Ashley in Orlando? I am doing great. Got all the fingers. No eyeballs were lost last night.
Good.
And, here's the best part is people brought over their own fireworks. Like, I didn't have to pay $50 for that big old firework. My brother-in-law brought it over. I got to light the wick.
My neighbor did the same thing for me. So it was a fabulous display, and it cost me $0.
It was so much more fun when I wasn't like, dude, I'm paying $50 for 2 minutes of fireworks. Because that's exactly how
I think.
Yes.
I know. Usually I do Disney for the 4th. So obviously not quite that. But I was like, you know what? If it's one bottle rocket, I'll take it.
Oh, it's so sad. Like I said, I don't know if I said this at the top. I was telling somebody, but it was one of those things like, I thought my biggest worry for the 4th of July this year was going to be that there was no illuminations. You know, like, How am I going to have a 4th of July without illuminations? We're going to have Epcot.
I know.
Yeah, okay. Again.
Now I'll take it.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. Somebody was like, hold my beer. You're not even going to have Walt Disney World this year, sucker.
So. Right. I know. Dude, hopefully New Year's we'll have that.
Oh, God, please, yes.
Pulling for
amen.
It.
Yes.
So totally. I wanted to tell you, I flew into Orlando Airport about a week ago.
Okay.
I was at my family's house in the tri-state area, so I flew back home. It's about a week ago now, so I'm in the middle of my two-week quarantine. I made sure I got back in time so I could quarantine to go to Epcot on their opening day. So it timed that out nicely.
Okay,
but the airport was...
Let me ask you about the airport because I love Orlando Airport because it's the only airport.
Me
I,
too.
I only go to two airports, my St. Louis one and Orlando. It's the only two places I fly to. But and I just love that place.
Nice.
But I got to ask you this because I think I'm an idiot. I know I am because I don't know. Okay, all these states have this quarantine rule. Like if you go to this state and you come back, you got to quarantine. Is that policed or is that kind of like an on your honor thing? Because they like don't go around and check that you stay self-quarantined for 14 days, do they? How's that work?
No, so they gave us a paper to sign saying that we're going to quarantine for 2 weeks. And then they didn't even collect the paper. So
okay.
I'm not really sure how they're enforcing that. But it did say, like, you need to quarantine for 2 weeks, can't go anywhere. So it's each direction too. So it's going to Jersey and then to Florida. So it's been a lot of quarantining here, but I don't think it's really something they can enforce, but fingers crossed everyone just does it anyway.
Yeah, I mean, you should. I mean, I'm not saying, because I was thinking about the other day, like I totally, you know, would for the safety of everybody around me and just the general public.
Right.
I was thinking like, do they go in like, you know, like day eight, like, are you in there? You better be in there.
Imagine.
You know, you better not be going to Taco Bell.
Oh, God. I would be doomed then.
Oh, my gosh. So Paige is out in Columbia with the basketball team watching fireworks tonight. And so we have Superdog Riley here. And nobody's here except me. And Riley got fixed this week. So I can't. She has to kind of sit here. And I'm not only a podcaster tonight. I'm a nurse. I'm a dog nurse at the same time. And I just
knocked. Does she have the cone?
She does, but I will not. She's a good girl. I'm not making her wear it because I don't want to take away her dignity any worse than it already has been. So.
Yeah, that's great.
She's sitting right here. I shouldn't have knocked on the table. No, but tell me about Orlando International because I love that place. So is it just an airport in general kind of gives me the heebie-jeebies, but maybe it's the safest place. I don't know.
Yeah, I got to tell you, it felt very, very clean. I could see people going around cleaning. All the planes are cleaned in between each group of passengers, which is probably the first time these planes have ever been cleaned. So that's really refreshing to see. They're very strict with the mask. You have to wear it over the nose and mouth in the airport on the plane. Of course, there's some people trying to pull it down and they do tell you to put it back up. So it was good to see them enforcing. But I walked through security at Orlando and I didn't even stop. I have pre-checked, but it was a continuous walk right through. There was just nobody in the line. It was a breeze.
That'd be nice. I always freak out because, you know, I think an hour early is like late. You know, I'm early for everything. But every time
me too.
I get anxiety when I go to the Southwest gate and they have, you know, like, 43 minutes to get through. I'm always like, oh, my gosh, what if it takes, you know, an hour and 43? I'm going to miss my flight. You know, it's like I can't imagine just walking through. That'd be great.
Even with all this going on, I'm still there 2 hours before. That's just how I operate.
Yep.
So I got there, and I was literally, from the point I got dropped off through security, it was like 4 minutes. So I was like, wow, this is definitely record timing. And the trams in Orlando Airport that bring you from the terminals to your gates, they're pulling up and pretty much opening the doors and then closing them. So they're coming constantly on either side, I guess, to keep it smaller crowds. But yeah, there was no wait at all.
Do they have like are all the little restaurants open, you know, at the gates and stuff like that? Or is it kind of a skeleton thing or how's that going?
Kind of a skeleton thing. There's a couple here and there, definitely not what you would normally see. And even the airport, like it was just so quiet. I don't think I've ever been in an airport where it was actually quiet.
Yeah.
And the plane, there was no one in the middle seat, which is really nice too. So I loved that.
No kidding.
But I felt for the most part, relatively safe. I mean, like I said, they do want you to do the quarantine, so fingers crossed most people abide by that. I was coming from the tri-state area. I think it does vary by state, but coming from Jersey back here, they told us that we have to do the 14-day quarantine.
It's almost one of those things. I think too, like with like the tri-state area, like, you know, up there and then Florida, I think it's almost like Florida did it to them earlier. Now they're going to do it back. You know, it's like one of those things. I think they're all just kind of going back and forth. I mean, I get it because it's like, haha, now it's not us, it's you. And it makes, you know, it does make sense because of the numbers, but it's almost like, okay, you did it to us. Now we're getting you back right now. You know,
I said the exact same thing. I totally agree. Yeah. It was so funny, but I was like, I have to get back by the first, cause I have to go to Epcot on the 15th. I timed that perfectly, but I did go to Disney Springs before I left, and they did the thermometer doesn't actually touch your head. It was, they put it up to you. Checked your temperature that way, and they were really good with enforcing masks there as well, so that was good to see.
And we have breaking news. Somebody down in your neck of the woods, Justin, our listener who lives over in Tampa, he is right now in the live chat on Facebook from Kona Cafe at the Polynesian.
Oh, get out! I'm so jealous.
So much better. I'm sitting in my basement.
That's one of the things I wanted to ask you about. I don't understand, like, I'm a local, so I would love to pop over to a hotel and get a bite to eat, but is that even something I'm able to do without, if I'm not staying there?
I don't think so. I think you have to have some kind of an on-site reservation, I think. Now, you know, again, this is what I'm seeing. My buddy, though, yeah. Scott, he's going down on the 10th because he's DVC and going to the parks on the 11th. And so I'm going to get, you know, obviously we'll be talking, texting, all that kind of stuff, FaceTiming and kind of getting it through him. But let me ask you this, being down there and kind of in the middle of it, like I follow all the, you know, local Orlando stations and stuff like that on social media, but what's the feel, you know, as far as like when you watch your like late local news, you know, like we have we have our typical St. Louis problems with our like trolleys and our Metrolink. So I'm sure that the theme parks and all this, cause it's tourism based, is all the main story. So like, what's the feel being a local?
Yeah, whenever I go on Facebook, Wesh News is the big Orlando news station. I don't know if you follow them on Facebook, but anytime I pop on there, it's pretty much just discussing the rising number of cases. I don't really watch the news too often on TV. I just kind of need to take a break every once in a while.
Totally.
But from anytime I have the news on in any capacity, I feel like that's all I see. But people are, I'm in Orange County, so we have to wear masks now. But before that, I was going to Publix, and I would say maybe a third of people were wearing a mask. It was a pretty low number, but now that it's mandated, we're seeing much more of that, luckily.
Yeah, it's so weird where I live, because I literally live, like, we moved 17 miles last year. We moved to our new place. We were in St. Louis County, which is the county where the city of St. Louis is. Now we're in St. Charles County, a suburb to the, you know, out to the west. And our county does not have a mask rule or anything like that. It's, you know, we have the fireworks stands every, you know, 200 feet. It's crazy. Like,
yeah.
It's crazy out here. It's like everything goes
so different.
But then St. Louis County just did a mandatory mask thing this past Friday. Everybody's got to wear them everywhere all the time. And so it's like, you know, you go, the Missouri River goes under your wheels, and it's like you're in a whole different world. It's so weird because it's only about 10-minute difference from the house. So I'm wondering if
it's very similar here too.
It's consistent though, like with Osceola, Orange, and all that, where Walt Disney World is, though. There's a consistent rule there, right?
Yeah, in this general area it is. But I went like about a half hour outside of Orlando a few weeks ago, and just when you get to the brink of not requiring the masks, you really do see people out not wearing them. So like I said, it was like maybe a third that were even wearing it in the grocery store before this was actually enforced. So it is so interesting to see. And like, I always hear you talking about how things are in Missouri, and it's just wild. It's totally different night and day.
It is. And I just don't know. You know, it's like,
we just got to take it in stride, right?
I'm very much somebody who doesn't worry. And I've been, you know, I think there's a lot of things that are not right about me, but there's one thing that I've always been thankful is that I'm not a big worrier. I mean, even through, this is the worst position I've been in career-wise in my entire life, you know, with deciding to go out on travel and then travel stops. Like, who would have ever seen that coming? And, you know, I still have faith we'll be fine. You know, just got to be creative and work hard and get through to the other side. But I'm not a big worrier. But again, I also don't want to, I'm a science guy. You know, like I taught science, like I know numbers and I know how things work. And it's a tough balance right now. So I don't know. So let's get to something more fun, though. You're going to Epcot on day one. You're going to the Food and Wine Festival. Boom. Look at that.
Day one. I have to call you. I'll give you a full trip report, too, that day. I'm so excited. I can't wait. I'm really interested to see how they're going to do this.
So, I mean, are you going there for the Epcot experience? Are you going there for the historical value? Because I think that's why Scott wants to be there. And that's exactly why I would want to be there. Like, you are living Disney history when you're there on the 11th or the 12th or the 15th or what have you this month.
Yep.
You're Disney history.
I know. Yes, I'm just genuinely so curious. Like, I need to just see it for myself. And I know I'll see the streams and all that if I didn't go. I was like, I have to be a part of this. I just want to see it, see how they adapt to this. Because I heard Universal is doing a great job with it. I haven't been there yet, but I do have friends that have gone. And they said it was excellent. They said everything was pretty seamless. So I'm really curious. I know Disney will exceed our expectations. So
I agree.
I'm excited to see how they pull this out.
I agree because, you know, again, during the day of social media, it's going to be out there within, you know, 1 minute of something.
Minutes.
You know,
yeah.
Like, I mean, because I saw somebody again this morning, somebody was staying at Fort Wilderness and she's a runner. Mm-hmm. So I was following her, you know, some Disney fan who's a runner, probably on the Lizards. I didn't recognize the name initially because it had not the real name, but, you know, the like, mine says Be Our Guest Mike or whatever. So I saw that she was running. Right. She was on a run over at Fort Wilderness on the campgrounds, and she had a mask on. But while she was running and socially distant, well, when she said she was, when she was away from anybody else, she pulled her mask down. Now, when she came upon people, she would slide it up, you know, until she passed them and then pull it back down. Because, again, it's hot. It's hard to run in a mask.
Oh, that's tough. But yeah. For running in the cold, I couldn't wear a mask.
Oh, yeah. There's no way I could. And so she said, though, 5 cast members stopped her and told her to put up her mask. And that, you know, if they say that when you're running, which there was a huge debate on whether it's like you have to wear it when you exercise in Orange County and all that kind of, I don't know what the rule is, but the bottom line is if cast members are policing it for people running, I think cast members have been told in no like uncertain terms, if you see somebody 700 yards from you with a mask on, you better do a 700 yard sprint and tell them to put it up. You know,
that's
gotta be the vibe.
That's
what it sounds like to me if you're stopping people running.
And I just hope everyone's patient with the cast members and realize this isn't their rule. They didn't make this up. So just, if they ask you to do it, just do it and be on your merry way.
Yeah,
so hopefully,
you're going down. I mean, the thing is, like, it's not going to surprise. There can be not a person that is in, you know, that arrives at a Walt Disney World park in July or August that doesn't know the expectations at this point.
Yep.
There's no way.
You know what you're signing up for.
Yeah.
For sure.
Totally. Yeah, help the cast members.
Yeah,
that's great.
We'll do a little mini trip report. I'll call you on the 15th or a couple days after, and I'll tell you how it was.
Absolutely. We'll have to do it for a Monday show, like right after that, so we can get out there for everybody.
Yeah, I'll shoot you an email. Maybe we can set that up.
Absolutely. I'd love that. All right. Well, hey, take care of yourself.
Awesome.
And hey, enjoy your quarantine. Stay safe.
I miss seeing you this 4th of July in Epcot. It wasn't the same. I run into you every year. I don't know if you remember me,
yes.
But I always see you and I get so excited. So hopefully
we'll
be back soon.
It was so weird. Like Mallory was like, it was kind of fun shooting off fireworks. I was like, yeah, I mean, it was kind of fun, but we're still going back next year.
Absolutely. And I will be there with you. I can't wait.
All right.
You have a great night, Mike.
I'll talk to you later.
Thanks for taking my call.
Okay, see you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty, let's get the next call in here. All right, we have our next call. Hey, who's joining us?
Hey, Mike, it's Melissa. Happy 4th of July weekend.
Hey, happy 5th of July. What's going on?
Yeah. Are also doubling as Hamilton weekend, of course.
I've never seen it. I am not a musicals guy. There's nothing like, I don't watch movies and I definitely don't watch musicals. I just can't.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Yeah. But, you know, one day, if it ever, because I know you like history, too. So
I do like history.
Some of it might appeal to you. It's pretty good.
I went, you know, actually, I thought about watching it Friday night. I turned on Disney, and I never turn on Disney Plus, hardly ever. I turned on Disney Plus, and I ended up watching an old Disneyland special called Man in Space. So it's from like Ward Kimball, and it's way back before man ever went into space, like in the 50s. And they're talking about with like Wernher von Braun about how they're building these rockets. It was fascinating. But I was watching, I was like, I have got to be the only person watching Disney Plus.
Oh my God.
From
I was
going
to say, 50s, everyone else like, is breaking the servers with Hamilton and you're like,
they're like, this guy hit the wrong button. This guy in Missouri hit the wrong button. But it was fascinating.
I'm surprised you didn't get a message to the pop that said, sir, are you sure you didn't need to select Hamilton?
It was totally that. But I was like locked in. I'm like, this is so cool. Anyway,
that sounds
so
interesting, though.
It was cool. It was a neat little story.
Aside from Hamilton, of course, I know like Ricky would be more the podcast host. He's probably watching that too. So Hamilton was amazing. You know, just kind of a more low key 4th of July. I know you see in the comments. Like, I normally love fireworks, but fireworks have been kind of crazy in New York City in general, so it was hard to get in the firework spirit. I did love watching yours on Instagram, though. That was really cool.
Yeah,
really
nobody
fun.
Got hurt. Nobody got hurt. It was amazing, and we had a good time. Yeah.
That's the important part.
Yeah.
But also, since I didn't get to call in last week, I did want to briefly touch upon the Splash Mountain news.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Since, as you know, that's my favorite ride. So I think... You know, I know there have been a lot of various thoughts, throughout the community. Like mine, it almost felt like to me like I was almost personally between like a rock and a hard place because I really, really love Princess and the Frog. It's one of my favorite Disney movies. I rewatch it a lot, especially now it's on Disney Plus. And, Tiana is a great character, and I personally identify with her. Like, you know, we're both like goal-oriented, career-driven people, so I love that, you know, the movie's getting a ride and that hopefully more people will see it, and fingers crossed for a beignet stand, right?
Oh, yes.
But then at the same time, like I said, and, you know, Splash Mountain's been my favorite ride for years. Like, I've had days where I go on it 5 or 6 times. I mean, you know, I had, like, a heart attack when Alfred said he hadn't been on it in, like, 15 years. Like, and of course, like, such an iconic, like, soundtrack. And I think the good news is that, you know, a lot about the ride in terms of what makes it so unique, like, can, like, live on. Like, because, you know, like, I think a lot of us, like, I think you touched on a bit, you know, a lot of us kind of just, like, we go through and we just are focused on, okay, we're enjoying, like, this ride for what it is. And a lot of us haven't even like seen the movie that it's connected with, but it is at the end of the day, it's like a great achievement for Imagineers because it's part dark ride. Mm-hmm. It's part thrill ride. It's part, a great musical soundtrack. And of course with Princess and the Frog, you'll still have that. And it's a long ride too. Like I think that can't be like stressed enough that, you know, you really get your time's worth, because even if you're in line for an hour, like that ride is over 10 minutes. I've also gotten stuck on that ride more than any other ride, which is kind of, you know, fine by me because I love it. But still, I mean, so technically, I mean, I've been on there before where it's more like a 20-minute ride or something, and then you really have the biggie doo-dah on your head after that. But, I think it was like a difficult, I understand why they're making that decision, you know, because trying to take my personal feelings of loving Splash Mountain as a ride out of it, you know, having to have my, like, kind of marketing hat on as, you know, like, I'm, like, a marketing manager for a global TV company, media company, as you know. So, you know, like, so reading that press release, I was like, okay, like, I see why they're doing this. And the press release is interesting, too, because, you know, they're not explicitly saying, like, this is why we're changing it, right? Like, I know, like, all the blogs kind of ran with adding that reason, but the press release itself is more like, hey, like, we have this exciting new theme, and, like, they're just focusing more on the positives, right? Like, hey, we're going to give Tiana this ride, and this is taking place after Princess and the Frog and all that. Like Ricky kind of said in an episode, I'm not confident in the part that they've been planning this for a year. I think that's more like marketing speak to me, but
I agree. But I mean, they did have concept art that looked like, I mean, they couldn't have whipped that up in 2 or 3 days. I don't think, I mean, I don't know. Cause the concept art looked like it was something that they had. You're right. I don't think they've been planning this for like, you know, a decade or anything like they let on.
Right.
But I mean, the concept art looked like it was something that at least they had conceptualized it at some point.
Right. If nothing else, like I will say, like, again, like having written these types of press releases and stuff and reading them over myself, like, I mean, it was very clearly a first sentence because if nothing else, they wanted at least to convey whether it's true or not, like, hey, we're making this decision because we feel it's the best ride. It's the best choice for this ride. You know what I mean? Like they wanted that like out in the open, like, hey, like we've been working on this for over a year and this is, and trying to get everyone hyped up about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That makes sense because they don't want to seem like super reactionary, but they want to seem like I think it's a fine line to balance because you don't want to seem like, you know, like, we took this personality profile when I used to teach my like second year of teaching. All the teachers had to take it. The principal had to take it. And it told you like you came into like 4 categories. And I came out as what was called a quick draw. Like, I'm quick to make decisions. I'm great at coming up with ideas, but I'm not a follow through. That was another category. Like, somebody that gets everything done. I'm more of like the ideas guy and the quick decisions. Like, let's do this, you know, let's roll, let's get together. Right. But then I don't finish. My wife's a follow through, so it works out well. But the thing is, you know, I think Disney has to walk that back, because they don't want to be like, we make decisions, you know, super fast. But then again, they also have to say, we understand the times we're in right now, and we're aware of that. And as a company, we're addressing this right now too. So it can't be super fast, but it's got to be quick enough that it's like you're responding to the situation. It's a tough call.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, this is a delicate time, like, for totally. So many reasons. I mean, like, I'll, you know, tell you, like, the first week of work for me, like, when COVID was really big, it was basically all hands on deck of, like, how do we talk about COVID? What do we not want to say? How do we, you know, and it, like, everything down to the language, wanting to be delicate and respectful toward people, but also getting the message across, but also not. It's definitely a difficult balance to strike, for sure.
It is.
And especially if you're a company like Disney, which, you know, has, you know, very specific brand and has a very loyal following from people like us that are talking about it on a Sunday night.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, too, yeah. we're on that topic, though. Okay, here's the thing. Like, I never think of the movie. I've never seen the movie. You know, I had no idea about the movie until I heard it, like, on a podcast somewhere. You know, like, I thought it was just like, I didn't know it was some kind of a story. You know, I just knew, like, it was, I thought it was some made up story that they just made up for the ride. Honestly, I mean, that's what I thought. Because, like, again, I didn't grow up watching Disney movies. I didn't grow up watching anything but sports, and I'm still the same way. So I just, like, you know, there was a fox, there was a bear, there was, you know, a little rabbit that was hopping along, you know, alligators and bees and all that. You know, it was just like being, you know, in some kind of a fantasy land, really. You know, it was fun, had a little music. So I liked it. The thing is, here's what I think, you know, and the Princess and the Frog, again, haven't seen the whole movie, but I've seen segments on the Disney Cruise Line, like they you know, do like one of the songs where they come out in parasols and they're doing the jazz music, and it's awesome. I love jazz. And I can kind of relate to that kind of feeling, because I live on the Mississippi River. Like, St. Louis is a river town like New Orleans. You know, we're kind of the same thing. So we got a lot of jazz here. And so I'm fine with that. And I think the bottom line is, and I don't know, here's where I'm really torn up. Do you think, because again, you throw IP on an attraction, you're going to get what's perceived to be a new attraction. When this comes open, it's kind of like Frozen. It's a new attraction at Epcot, but is it? I mean, it's really a resurfacing or outfitting of Maelstrom. But the thing is, it's going to be so much easier for Disney, this new Princess and the Frog attraction, rather than just to call it Splash Mountain. I, you know, we're Disney fans, so we're so far deep in, I don't know what the answer is, but if you go up to a normal person, somebody that goes to Disney once, twice, three times in their life, do they know what Splash Mountain is? They probably know Princess Tiana or Princess and the Frog. I mean, right or wrong? I don't know. What do you think?
Something that I've actually found interesting, because I, you know, like, there's that, like, kind of meme that goes around of, like if a friend or family member that knows that you love Disney, they'll send you Disney info, and you're kind of like, wait, I already know this. Like, I already know this. Yeah. So I have people, like, sending me, like, oh, like, you hear about Splash Mountain. And what I kind of found that was interesting that I didn't even know was that a lot of the people, like, in, like, my life that are not necessarily Disney fans, like, they either, maybe they went once or they haven't gone at all, like, they knew about, like, Splash Mountain, and actually a lot of them kind of thought of it as one of those old classic rides. Like, obviously, you know, we know it's not as old as Haunted Mansion or Peter Pan's Flight, but it is for me
because it's been there ever since I've really been going. You know, it's a different level here, of classic attraction. It is to me because it's been there my whole time I've been going, you know, kind of thing.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And it's like the cornerstone of like my, like, trips for me. Like, I've like, you know, it can be a long wait, but I've been there like six times in a day. And with the Marathon Weekend 2021 coming up, and hopefully it's, you know, it's still open. Because I'll be going out quite a few times. So hopefully, I'll see you on that ride.
Well,
the bad news is
it's never open for Marathon Weekend. So let's hope they keep it open.
I heard they usually refer to January.
Yeah.
It will be an excuse for a bonus trip,
I took one. I took one in September just to see Illuminations and ride the Skyliner. So yeah, bonus trips work. Do it.
I'll be doing it. I think I'll have to do it for Splash. I mean, depending on how long they have it open, I'll have to do it for Splash. I mean, I know you would, like, you did it for Illuminations. Like, I, yeah. slash gotta be there. But really quickly also, I did want to tell you that I wasn't technically supposed to reach this distance for my training, but I did do my first ever 10K yesterday. I'm very proud of it.
Oh yeah. 6.2. Feels good, doesn't it?
It does. It feels kind of in disbelief because I was, you know, I guess quote unquote technically supposed to do like a 5.75, and then I was, by the time I looked at my phone, it was like 5.8. Like 9-ish, and I was like, well, am I able to do 6? And then it was 6, and then I was like,
no,
well,
you gotta
now
keep
I might
going.
Do a 10K.
Exactly.
And like, I'm just like, and it's just crazy, because now I'm, you know, it helps me feel like more, you know, confident towards, you know, the official like Disney 10K, and I'm excited, and like the fact that it actually seems possible to like move towards like eventually like 10-mile runs or half marathon, or dare I say Dopey one day, I don't know.
Thing too, let me tell you this. I mean, this is, I, you know, I've been doing these races for a while now, that the thing is, when you can do that distance in the summertime, that distance is so much, it's way easier in the wintertime when the weather's cool and at Disney. Of course, you got to train. I mean, people say, oh, the miles, you know, they have their, on all the shirts you buy down there during Run Disney weekends, it's always like every mile is magic. Well, I'll tell you what, mile 19 is not magic on the marathon. It sucks. I'm just saying, it's like, you're just like, this is terrible. You liars. But there is something to be said, though. Like, there's people cheering you. You're running through castles. You're running by rides. You're going backstage. You're going to love it. Like, if you can do, you know, if you can do your 10K in the summer in New York, just maintain it, and you're going to be so set for this winter. It's going to be great.
I'm so excited.
Okay, final question.
So
I got to ask
you all the lizards down there.
Oh, got to ask you a final question, because I saw this today on a poll. Okay, because I haven't seen it. I say no, no, no. But again, I it's kind of hypocritical. I haven't seen Hamilton. I saw people, you know, because everybody wants to change everything right now. Like, everything. So
I know where this is going.
Do you? Go ahead. They were like, do you retheme the Hall of Presidents or the American Adventure to Hamilton? No, right? Please, no. I want some stuff to stay the same.
I personally wouldn't touch American Adventure, because I haven't seen that in years, but I think to this day, what I remember from it was that even as a kid, I thought that the animatronics were really impressive, and I think it's a great one. For Hall of Presidents, personally, I would be fine with them changing Hall of Presidents. I think, however, an idea that I've seen float around over the years would be making it like a Muppets do American history type attraction. I love Hamilton. I'm a huge fan of Hamilton, but like, I think, you know, like the Hamilton musical itself is like about such a specific part of American history, right? Like, it's specifically about Hamilton. You have Jefferson and Washington and, you know, a lot of major, you know, characters in there, but it's just like a period of time. Yeah. Like, versus if you get like the Muppets in there and you have like Sam Eagle as the host.
Yes.
And, you know, like I would like love that. Like honestly, like I, like that would be great. I'm kind of getting excited about that, because I know they got rid of the Muppets. I forget what the official term was, but like the Muppets would pop out.
Yeah, that great Muppets in history or whatever it was. Yeah, that was cool. I like that.
Yeah, like if they do, because like I think everyone's always kind of hungering for more Muppets, you know, experiences. At least, I mean, that's what it seems like to me. Like, I'm excited for that Muppet show that's coming on Disney Plus, and I think, you know, enough people like the Muppets, and it's also like I would assume it would be more fun for kids than what it is now, because, you know, you have the Muppets as like your entry point to major points in history, like especially maybe parts of American history, like cool inventors or like underrated Americans that maybe aren't covered as much in school, because I'm a big history buff and I've always taught myself a lot of history, but my problem of the official school curriculum was always that it felt like we got to from Revolutionary War to Civil War and then repeat, and like we never got past
totally,
the war,
yeah,
you know,
totally.
Like, and there's like so much after that, and the Muppets could save the day
and too, the thing is, like, I mean, just politics in the last couple decades has become so polarizing and so vicious that,
yeah,
I mean, you know, you put Kermit up there And if you're booing Kermit, you got an issue. Or Miss Piggy. Oh, Miss Piggy gets booed sometimes. But, I mean, she brings it on herself. But, I mean, could you imagine Stadler and Waldorf up there, you know, being like the pundits? Oh, my God. Sam Eagle. Anytime they're saying, he's my favorite Muppet. I love Sam Eagle. So, yeah, I'm all he's in great. On that. That's great. Yes. Bring him on.
Yeah. Like, I think that would be great. Like, I mean, I wouldn't be, like, surprised if at some point, you know, because obviously Lin-Manuel did the music for Moana. He's working on the music for the Little Mermaid live action. So I wouldn't be surprised if, like, they eventually have him write something for an attraction. But, but I think, like, just, you know, literally, I guess, copying and pasting a portion of Hamilton, so that wouldn't make too much sense. Like, but I think, like, I don't know, like, maybe a song somewhere. But, again, let's throw in the Muppets. Let's have the Muppets do a Hamilton song. I'm for that. I'm all for that. Like, all for that. Why not? Too,
the thing is, for me, my bottom line on these kind of things is you don't have to replace something. I mean, we can get additional things, you know. Like, there's no problem to have some kind of a Hamilton show somewhere, but you don't have to take something away. I mean, what if you do something in the American Gardens Theater? You know, like, that'd be awesome. Like, that's such a great stage, and it's got a perfect backdrop, you know, like, you don't have to take something out all the time. You know, the whole thing with the Splash Mountain thing, like, I get it. It'll probably work out fine. But, I mean, you also, I know it's a lot more expensive, but why not come up with something original? You know, like, it could be a boat ride, but it doesn't mean Splash Mountain's got to go away. You could have two boat rides. You know, we're paying $150 to get in the park every day, you know, if you're buying a one-day ticket. Like, we can do that. Let's do it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, my instinct aside from being, like, sad was also, like, hey, like, why not an original ride for Tiana? But I don't know. And I mean, I think there are a lot of movies that I think still want rides. Like, I still want Rapunzel to get something besides the bathroom. And
that's so weird. That is so weird. And the little area where you find Pascal, like, that is such a weird little thing. It's so bizarre.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, it seems like, okay, they started it. Okay, now where's the rest of the ride? Like, okay, went to the bathroom. Now, I mean, can you imagine, like, if you're it confuses me, and I go all the time. Like, I know how it works. But, like, if you're there, like, you could totally trick some, like, first-time guests. Like, okay, we're going to go ride the Tangled ride. It's going to be awesome. Like, you get to ride, and, you know, we get to go down the Rapunzel's hair. We're going to, like, rappel down the side of the tower. They'll be like, wait, what? Where's the line? No,
I'm going to have to do that to someone. Totally. I think I'm going to have to mess with someone. There is a really long line for that lantern photo op, though. I've never going to do it because the line's always so long.
I've seen it, but the only times I've seen it, I've either been by myself. I've always been by myself. I've never been with my wife or anybody, so I don't know. I think, like, if I did it by myself, I'd be, like, a total weirdo. So I'm like, I'm not getting in that line. But, I mean, I'm always jealous of those pictures are so cool. Like, I'm just never there with my wife. Like, that'd be such a cool. She's not very, like, I don't know how she would feel about it. I'm kind of like an old softy. I'd like to try it, but it's kind of cheesy. Oh, next time.
Yeah, but they look cool, though. They do look really cool.
They're really cool. Because that's one of my favorite scenes from any Disney movie is the lanterns from Tangled. It's gorgeous.
Oh, so you've seen Tangled.
Yeah, I have seen Tangled. Yes, I've seen.
Oh, awesome.
I've seen Tangled. I've seen Frozen. I've now seen Moana. Yeah, I've seen a few.
All right.
I've seen The Mermaid a bajillion times because that was back in the day when I was in high school. Yep, I've seen.
You're making your way across.
I am getting there. Yep, and I even watched Prop Culture today, so I've seen two episodes of that. So there you go.
I haven't started that one.
It's pretty
yet,
neat. Pretty neat.
Yep. But I've heard it's good. Like, I think, like, for, like, film history type stuff, that'd be cool to watch.
Yes. Oh, look at that. Diane says Rapunzel would make a nice tower drop. Yeah, it could be like a mini Tower of Terror. Yeah.
That would be really,
like,
cool.
Like, our Six Flags has, like, this huge, it's called Superman Tower of Power. There's no way I'm getting on that sucker. It is so high. And it shoots people down. Like, I mean, it's like the Tower of Terror, but you're, like, strapped in, like, in a parachute harness. Heck no, I'm not getting on that thing.
Oh, man.
But then, like, right under it.
Yeah, I don't,
like,
think I'd do that one. Yeah,
no. And right under it, though, they have, like, a little kid one. You know, it goes up, like, 20 feet and just goes, and, like, slows, you know, drops them real slow. So there you go. That's what it could be. And Alfred loves cheese. Alfred, I'm going to call him Chester Cheetah because he loves cheesy too. So there we go.
All right. Nice. All yeah. Right. Oh, yeah. Like the cheese stuff. Like, you got to embrace the cheese sometimes.
Yeah, you do. That's why we're Disney. All right. Hey, I'm going to send you a check for the co-hosting tonight. So I appreciate the call. We had to get 2 weeks in one.
All right.
All right. Talk to you later, Melissa. Congratulations on the 10K.
Thank you. Have a great night.
All right. You too. Talk to you later. Bye-bye. All righty, 407-413-9395, 407-413-9395. Give us a call, and Well, it says, Diane says, in Disneyland Paris, they have the Toy Story parachute drop. I'll check that out. I don't know if Ricky did that when she was over there or not. She didn't talk about that, but that sounds fun. I don't know. I love Toy Story. Parachute drop depends how high it is. Because I'm back to flying and getting over my fear of heights. It's not really the fear of heights that scares me as much as the fear of falling from high places. That still scares me pretty good, but interesting calls tonight. So I hope you enjoyed our show tonight. It's been a fun one. We got to talk about a lot of stuff, and we'll be back again next Sunday night. We might go an hour earlier next week, so pay attention to that. We might go at 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, but I'll announce it on the shows this week, so we'll keep you up to date with that. But thanks for all the great calls, the great conversation. It's always fun to talk to everybody. I love getting together here on Sunday nights, and I just love our community. It's so much fun, and I'm so appreciative that you guys take the time to listen to the shows and to support everything we do. So thank you so much for doing that. Give us a follow on the social media, Instagram and Twitter, at BRGuestMike and at BRGuestPod, Facebook.com/BRGuestPodcast. Three ways to support the show: the Magic for Less Travel. Book that next trip over there. Free services, and it really does help support the show. So just drop by themagicforless.com. You can use our Amazon affiliate link, BRGuestPodcast.com/Amazon. And you can become a patron of the show and get the mini podcast Mike in the Midwest. Lots of polls, photos from back in the day, lots of behind-the-scenes stuff. We have great discussions. We just have a good time over there. Video updates all the time. So patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. All right, we are going to, Alfred, I am adding a show during the week. It's this one. It comes out on Thursdays. So once we get through the back catalog of all these shows, of all the check-in shows previous, then we'll have Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday shows. We'll have four shows a week. Wow, that's crazy. Anyway, I love having you guys here, and it was a lot of fun. We'll do it again next Sunday night. Love talking to you guys. So for Ricky and Pam, where are Ricky and Pam tonight? They'll be here tomorrow night on Monday night as we record. I'm Mike, wishing you a great Sunday night. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.